Doctor Who, Continuity's End, starring David Nagel and Michael Mayer. Episode 2. Okay.
You are to be destroyed.
No, no, not again. No, wait, I recognise you now.
What?
What?
You're Cybertrons, ancestors of the Cybermen and Cyberons.
You guess well, Doctor.
I knew that the first time I saw your stupid tin-plated faces.
Careful what you say, Doctor.
Or what?
Or...
You'll shoot us?
Most likely.
Go on, then.
No.
Why not?
No reason.
Why don't you do it, then? Look me in the eye. Pull the trigger and my... Run, Mike!
Come back, Doctor. The Cybertron race is incapable of chasing primitive life forms down corridors.
Sorry, we'll walk then.
No.
Why not?
It would be easier if you just waited for us to imprison you.
But where's the fun in that?
I'll do shut up, Doctor. Well done, Doctor.
What?
Getting us locked up in here.
I'm sorry, did my ingenious plan of running hurt your brain?
Why can't you just stay and talk to them?
They don't seem the type of alien race to talk.
There's something, Doctor.
Yes?
Who are the Cybermen?
Well...
Who are the Cyberons?
You see...
Who are the Cybertrons? Are you going to answer any of my questions?
Sorry?
My questions, Doctor.
I didn't know you were finished. Well, your question's in reverse. The Cybertrons are those ugly metalheads out there. The Cyberons appeared in their own spin-off series, and the Cybermen are old foes of mine.
Do you know something similar between their names?
No.
The Cybermen.
Quiet, Mike.
Why?
I'm concentrating.
On what?
Thank you, Mike.
I want to get out of here.
But we just got here.
Let me out!
What are you doing?
Shouting.
Oh, okay.
Hello, let me out!
Yes?
Tea, please, Jeeves.
I don't understand.
You wouldn't, Tinhead. You wouldn't mind letting us out of this dingy cell, would you? It is getting rather claustrophobic.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Would you care to have a go?
Okay.
Feel the heat in the room. It's crushing. It hurts.
All the heat. All the pain.
All the...
That was easy.
Too easy, if you ask me.
So what now?
We get out of here and help the ship's crew.
It seems very quiet.
Too quiet, if you ask me.
But I'm not asking you.
Oh, shut up.
Why are they allowing us to run the ship like this?
I'm not sure.
There were loads of those Cybertron people when we first got here.
I know. Maybe they're on the coffee break.
Maybe. Doctor?
Yes?
Where are we going to find the crew?
I have no idea.
I haven't seen these many corridors since... never mind.
Leader? Yes. The Doctor's companions are entering Sector 7G. Brilliant. Is it? Not really. Okay. Set a party down there. And celebrate? No. She said, I mean, send a group of Cybertrons down there to capture the Doctor and his friend. Yes, Leader.
What do you think happened to Corsif?
I'm not entirely sure, but there are an infinite number of possibilities.
Well...
I won't bore you with those. Takes too long.
They arrived.
So they have. Run, Mike!
Again?
Yes. Mike!
Doctor, how many times have you got shot?
I haven't got shot. I've got cramp. Quick, Mike. We have to walk. Help me up.
God, you're heavy.
Shut up and walk. Quick, through that door.
They won't hide us from them.
It's better to try.
Okay. Where are we?
Looks like... I've no idea.
Oh, I see you have returned.
Corsif, my dear fellow. Where did you get to?
Well, I tried to run away from them, but I got a cramp and decided to hide in here instead. And, this place. Well, she is actually a cell, huh?
Bagger.
Oh, well, never mind.
What would the Cybertrons get through that door?
We could try and escape through the other door.
It's sealed shut. I've already tried it.
Since when does a cell have two doors?
Since now.
Doctor.
Tin Face.
I am the Cybertron leader, Doctor.
Very nice to meet you.
Same here, Doctor.
So I see you've caught us. Again. What are you going to do to us this time?
Nothing, Doctor.
What?
Nothing.
I don't believe you.
I know, because I was lying. We're going to interrogate you.
Did you have to tell me?
You did ask.
True, but where's the fun in knowing what happens next?
Doesn't a cliffhanger happen sometime soon?
Quiet, Mike.
What are you doing here, Doctor?
Just a short subplot between main stories.
What?
We just popped in for a cup of tea.
Oh, okay.
Well?
What?
Can we have a cup of tea?
No.
Why not?
The Cybertron leader does not permit it.
But you are the Cybertron leader.
Oh yes, so I am. Silly me.
What are you going to do now?
Scout Cybertron, scan these humanoids. Yes, leader.
What was that?
An atomic wave transmitter.
Really?
No, I just made it up to make it sound cool. It's just a device which scans our body biorhythms and data cores and so on.
Oh.
Come on, let me out of here!
No, Corsif, we can't leave.
I must get out of here. Your ramblings, your bickering back and forth is doing my head in.
How dare you?
Oh, shut up. I can't stand it in here with you two. And the heat from these creatures, it scares me.
Doctor?
Go on, Mike.
Oh, nothing.
Good boy.
Our senses indicate that you are a Time Lord, Doctor.
Indeed I am.
You may turn out to be very useful.
Will I?
Indeed you will, Doctor.
Why?
Follow me, Doctor.
Can I go with him?
No.
What do you want?
Survival, Doctor. Like all species of the universe, we desire that our race survives against all other races.
And you want me to help you?
Yes, Doctor. You will help us survive.
What if I refuse?
One of your friends dies. Which will it be, Doctor?
I don't really like Corsif. He insulted me.
What, me?
I meant, Doctor, help us or one of your friends die.
Oh, right. No, I won't help you.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, it is.
Very well.
I don't think squeezing his shoulders is really going to kill him.
Watch, Doctor.
No, please, stop. Please, stop.
That wasn't very nice. Corsif, my dear chap, wake up. Don't make me get the fish.
Doctor, I think he's dead.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Your companion is next, Doctor.
Which one?
Get off me.
Oh, that one.
Submit, Doctor, or we will kill your companion.
Doctor Who, Continuity's End, starring David Nagel as the Doctor, Michael Mayer as Mike, Jason Crum as Lieutenant Corsif, and David Nagel as the Cybertron leader. Other Cybertrons were played by the cast. This has been a Damn Audio's production.